From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to turn up the pressure on BP to do more to stop the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and make sure sufficient resources have been put aside to compensate those affected by the spill. Mr. Obama said to be ready to push BP to escrow funds if the company does not make such a move voluntarily. BP's board is discussing that and other spill-related issues in an emergency meeting in London today. The president makes his fourth trip to the Gulf Coast today to see the widening of effects of the massive spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Gulf Coast residents are frustrated by the government's response so far.
Mr. Obama will visit Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. He'll see the response effort and meet with local residents affected by the spill. In Orange Beach, Alabama, real estate agent Roy Watson says the government should have done more to protect the coast.
The bottom line is we're being attacked by oil. I mean, we've watched this thing creep in and creep in and creep in. The government can take over the banks, they can take over student loans, they can take over the whole industry of everything, but when it comes to this, they can't help us out.
In an op-ed that ran in Gulf Coast newspapers over the weekend, the president said the administration was doing everything in its power to, quote, repel this assault. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Teams of American mining experts brought to Afghanistan by the Pentagon have reportedly found nearly $1 trillion worth of mineral deposits in that country. The New York Times reports the deposits, which include gold, copper, cobalt, and key industrial metals such as lithium, could eventually transform Afghanistan into one of the world's most important mining centers. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is seeking support for the NATO military action in Kandahar, the spiritual center of the Taliban insurgency. NPR's Corey Flintoff was there as Karzai addressed a meeting of tribal elders.
Afghan and U.S. officials have been downplaying the likelihood of a violent military confrontation in Kandahar, and they no longer refer to the surge of U.S. troops as an offensive. That's at least partly because local people were afraid that such an action could cause civilian casualties. Karzai repeatedly called on Taliban fighters to reconcile with the government. He also acknowledged deeply rooted problems in his own administration. But Karzai has a perception problem in Kandahar, where his half-brother is among those accused of corrupt dealings. The half-brother, who leads Kandahar's provincial council, denies the allegations. Tribal leaders at the conference said that government corruption was a bigger concern than the Taliban. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Iraq's new parliament is now in session, but the lawmakers have postponed a decision on a new president. The country's political groups remain divided on how to form a coalition government 3 months after parliamentary elections. This is NPR News from Washington. Defending World Cup champion Italy begins play today. The World Cup matches in South Africa have been going smoothly so far, but Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg that there have been a lot of complaints about traffic.
Internationally, there was a lot of skepticism about South Africa's ability to get it together for the tournament. But the new train from the airport into Johannesburg has been operational all week. Fans report massive traffic tie-ups, but the park-and-ride buses set up to transport fans from parking lots to stadiums seem to be working. Crime was a big concern, and there have been problems. A group of Chinese journalists was robbed by gunmen near Johannesburg, and several teams have lost valuables from hotel rooms. But South Africa has set up a special court to deal with World Cup crimes, and it operates swiftly. Three people who robbed the rooms of journalists from Spain and Portugal were tried and sentenced just 3 days later to 4 and 15 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The Boston Celtics now have a 3-2 lead in the NBA Championship Series. The Celtics withstood a 38-point barrage from Kobe Bryant to beat the Los Angeles Lakers 92-86 last night. Paul Pierce led the Celtics with 27 points to put them one victory away from the championship.
You don't want to go into L.A. Down 3-2 with two games in L.A., so this was the biggest game of the year. You know, every game gets bigger, so great opportunity for us. Got two games in L.A. We just got to get one. I think we've been a great road team all year, and we're just going to try to get it done.
Game 6 is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.